Been talking a lot about the Mavericks this week on the court. They got a win last night in the play-in. They go to Memphis now on Friday night to try to get into the NBA playoffs. And, of course, we talked a lot about that weird press conference held by Nico Harrison and Rick Welts the other day. Well, joining us now on the ticket, and we have disguised his or her voice to protect their identity, is a deep throat informant from within the Mavericks organization who has details in what led up to this press conference. Deep throat informant, thank you so much for your courage.
Yes.
Can you tell us what was behind the strange press conference?
No, I cannot speak of it. I cannot.
Please?
Okay. I was there when Nico Harrison was ordered to do this closed-door press conference. I was hiding behind a potted ficus tree in the executive suite when Patrick Dumont lowered his gold-plated revolver to Nico's head.
Oh my gosh.
And asked him if he wanted to do a press conference. A nervous Nico reached for his own pistol, only to have Pat Dumont say, "Don't even think about it.
Jeez.
We've got you covered." Nico heard this information as a red laser dot danced in a figure eight across his forehead.
Oh, figure eight?
The unseen sniper, with a full erection, smiled from the shadows.
How did you know he had an erection if he was unseen?
The Monty then said, "You will go out there and discuss what we have done with Luca, but you will not reveal our master plan."
Oh, what is that?
It was then, and only then, when the camera pulled back out and revealed the full size to scale miniature of the city of Las Vegas with a new arena built right on the site of a demolished Caesar's Palace.
Wow, really?
And beside the model was the famous Las Vegas sign that now read, "Mavericks Land."
So they are moving the team
That's
to Las Vegas.
Nico began to get nervous and wanted to dump all his crypto balls deep in Monero and spit pain on. But he dared not do that because he feared the gunfire at his head might injure him.
Yes, it would.
So it was then, and only he agreed to Patty Dumont's ill-advised closed-door press conference.
They call him Patty?
I must say, although I do not want to, that the original idea for the press conference was going to have even more restrictions on the reporters.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to being invitation only, there were going to be no recording devices of any kind,
right,
which they went with, but the reporters also were going to be required to be naked.
Oh,
why?
And suspended from harnesses from the ceiling. which would be decorated with Patrick Dumont-themed ribbons and doubloons.
What? I don't understand.
Also, the reporters would be connected to electrodes that would make them forget what was said as soon as they left the perimeter of the room.
How elaborate.
Sam Gannon objected to the electrodes, but Ken McMahon seemed excited by the idea. They were also originally going to be required to sign NDAs and to all personally kiss Nico and Patty Dumont on the lips as they left the room.
That's just ridiculous.
This was also something that Ken McMahon was excited about. He tweeted to a local friend just a one-word text. Finally.
Finally?
Oh, gosh.
But Nui, sweet, strong Nui, negotiated a change of terms and the conference went down as a Dion.
Okay, well, good. Good for Nui.
Nico and Patrick, still in the executive suite from the scene I detailed earlier.
Yes.
We're now in agreement as the camera pulled back further to reveal a gagged and naked Mark Cuban suspended from the ceiling in a Patrick Dumont-themed harness. I cannot say anymore.
But what about...
No, I cannot.
Please, deep throat.
I'm back now, but what else do you want to know?
Well, no, I guess we're out of time, so thank you. He did say enough.
Yeah.
Or she.
There you go, the deep throat informant from the very strange press conference the other day with the Mavericks.